brother who ministered the Word of God to us turned us to the second chapter of Philippians. I'd like to turn you back to that chapter, Philippians chapter 2. Just read you these few verses. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And as our brother was ministering from this text, I noticed that this text has a series of two. There are seven pairs in this text. First of all, there is our mind and the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The two minds, the compelling mind of Christ, and our conformity to the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Then we come to the two forms, who being in the form of God. And verse 7, he took upon him the form of a servant. The form of the Son of God and the form of the servant of God. And then you will notice there are two makings. Who being in the form of God, thought it was not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. And then the last part of verse 7, was made in the likeness of man. The two makings. And then you have the two mentions of death. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then there's the two names. He is a name that is above every name, and he has the name of Jesus. And then there's the two emphases on the action of our allegiance to him. It says every tongue should confess, and not only should every tongue confess, but in verse 10, every knee should bow. And then last of all, you will notice there's two mentions of earth here. There's things in earth and things under the earth. The seven pairs. If you look carefully at those, you will find that like every other sevens in the Bible, the center one is the main one. And the center one here, the fourth one, is death. That's why we're at this table. The death of Christ calls us to this table. The death of Christ is central to the purpose of God, to the covenant of God, and to the salvation of God. Without the cross, there is no salvation. Without the cross, there's no hope for any one of us. But in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. May God bless His word to our hearts in Jesus' name. We'll bow our heads in prayer, and some brother will pray and give God thanks for the broken body of which this broken bread is the picture and emblem. Amen.